This is RSVNB Update, episode 201, recorded Thursday, April 23rd, 2009. Hello, everybody. RSVNB Update, we're into our second century of episodes, or no, third century, I guess. Brad is here this week.
Hello.
As well as Dave slash Dave0338, who is a content crew member and our composer of our most recent, what are they called? Opening and closing?
Jingles.
Theme songs. There we go.
That works, yeah.
Yes. He also did our last closing theme song, but as for anniversary of 200, we decided to get him to do a group of two new ones all together, so that's what you guys heard at the beginning and start of last week's show, so say thank you to him for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
So, any of you guys do the quest?
I did. I actually did it about an hour before... An hour ago, yeah.
And what'd you think?
I don't know. I didn't really have a problem with it. I thought the puzzle part in the cave was kind of interesting with the rafts and all that.
Yeah, Brad, did you do it?
Do you really need to ask?
Yeah, I do.
Surprise, surprise.
Take a guess. Take a wild guess.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Shane, you're wrong.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, wishful thinking indeed.
The quest is called The Tale of Muspa, or Tale of the Muspa, which, if I remember correctly, is that little creature thing that was trapped in the ice block, but we'll get more to that in a second. I'm just going to go over the requirements briefly. It's classed as a medium-length quest. You need 6 fire-making, 8 mining, 10 magic, 10 wood-cutting, and 20 crafting would be an advantage.
What high requirements?
Yeah, it's like this quest is. It seems like this would be requirements needed for a free to play quest or something, you know?
Yeah.
But
chefs. What's
oh
that
yeah,
Chris
right.
Chefs.
Cook's
Ernest
assistant.
The chicken.
Cook's assistant. That's it.
My first quest was Ernest the chicken.
That's a little difficult for a first quest. Took me a little while.
Yeah.
It's another one in Draenor.
Yeah, the Draenor Manor one.
Yeah, Draenor Manor, not mansion.
Anyways, so Dave, do you want to tell us a bit about what you thought about it, and then I'll go through a rundown of the plot?
Well, I don't know. I just, like I said, I like the puzzle part of it. I wasn't a big fan of running to the desert and back. I don't like quests where you go talk to this person, then run across the map, go talk to that person. Kind of like it staying in one place and just the puzzles. I don't know. Overall plot, I thought it was pretty interesting. How the one, I don't know how you say his name, starts with a J. How he
Jalen.
Was saying, yeah. How he was saying how the whole world used to just be like the wilderness and it was all like, you know, it was all perfect and good and stuff. I don't know, just a little history. It's kind of neat to get the insight on that.
Yeah, I like kind of history-based quests, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Because they sort of, it goes into what things were like back then, and it makes the game all more believable. Brad, you know, that sort of thing?
Yes, there's a backstory.
Yeah. Anything else that you want to highlight before I go into my plot summary?
Actually, in the whole cave, I was kind of impressed with the, I don't know how impressed you can be with RuneScape graphics, but like the stuff, how it like fell from the ceiling, you know. I don't know, I just thought it was better graphics than I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
But then again, I've been at ZMI Altar for the past 6 months, so I don't really get out much. So.
Yeah, that's one thing. The graphics were good about this, how the snow and stuff would, like, melt away in that in the quest.
And, whenever you put the sapphires in the ice, you actually went around and did the motion for, like, every one instead of just clicking it and then they appeared, you know.
Yeah. And for anybody that's done any type of 3D modeling, you'll know how long it takes to move a person across a certain area and model different actions. So, Anyways, I did this quest at roughly 2 a.m. last night. I did take notes on, like, the last one, Brad.
Nice.
But it was fairly easy once I realized that my compass was flipped and I was trying to dig on the wrong side to send these things to melt the ice. I thought east was west and west was east.
Oh, gosh.
So you had Australia syndrome.
No. That's not Australia syndrome. Anyways.
Oh, no, right. Being an asshole is Australia syndrome.
Okay, okay.
Saw that coming.
So, yeah, you just... And you threw that up there. I had to hit it.
What? No.
You cued me for that remark.
No, no.
Yeah, you did.
No. There's just one person in Australia that Brad has a problem with. He was very happy with his trip he took to Australia in January.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Okie dokie. So first off, there's this young explorer outside a cave who's doing the Fremenic Trials. And as we all know, the Fremenic Trials require you to prove yourself to the Fremenic hierarchy to prove that you're worthy of a Fremenic name. So you discover this guy has discovered this so-called piece of armor that's shrouded in ice, but in reality it's a monster. Well, not a monster. It's a person that's shape-shifted into it accidentally when he was sleeping. But I'll get to that after. So you make your way into the cave, and then you need to use these raft things made from driftwood, light them on fire, and then in doing that, it melts the ice on all four corners, and then it gives you access to another inner layer of ice, which Dave was talking about, in which you have to use the sapphire enchant spell in order to free the person inside. And then, of course, after that, you reveal that what was the guy's name? Oh, it was a Muspa, that's right. Hence the name of the quest. You go talk to this natural historian who says that that's what this is because, well, it's a mythical creature and he has never seen one. So to get more information, you go talk to Ali the Wise, who is in the desert north of Polivinich there. And then, you know, I don't know if you thought about this when you were looking at the thing that was covered with the sand, but it didn't seem right that the sandstorm would be that close to the water, you know? Did that make any sense to you?
No, not, well, I didn't think of it, but now that you bring it up, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, because normally you'd expect sandstorms to be inside a central desert, not near an ocean coast, you know? But anyways, yeah, I'm just pointing that out if Jagex wants to listen and maybe go to visit Dubai or something and see that all of Dubai isn't surrounded by lakes or anything, but that's beside the point. You discover that he was created by Zaros, which is the big, like, scary god that uses violence and everything. So, anyways, then you head back and you thaw him out, and then you discover who he is. Because he was sleeping. He's a member of the Majorat, who have the ability to shapeshift Jalen, which we said before. So he was sleeping, having a bad dream about this creature, and ended up shapeshifting into it. Then ended up staying in hibernation in this cave, waiting for a ritual to take place. But it's not a nice hibernation, so the quest ends with moving him to a more peaceful place, and therefore leaving the quest line open for further expansion down the road of this Majorat ritual. Yeah, that's sort of long-winded, but that's what my notes said.
I just realized something.
Yes.
I just kind of noticed the play on words of the title. At the end, you get the tale of the Muspa, and that's the name of the quest.
Just kind of hit
me. Near.
Yeah, you get the tale, like the actual tale as a reward. And yep. you also get to learn about it. Brad, did you notice that? Or no, you didn't do the quest.
Yes, I did notice that.
Oh, okay. Well, then you should have spoke up sooner. Oh, well. Rewards. Now we're going to have a nice laugh here.
Let me guess. It's like 500 experience in two skills.
500 fire making experience.
Oh, that
was 1,000 magic experience. 800 mining experience. 800 woodcutting experience. One quest point. And a lamp from the natural historian worth a grand total of 200 XP.
That's my favorite right there. Yeah. The lamp.
Wow. I'm really regretting not doing this quest. Really, I mean, wow.
I don't even think you break 5K total experience as a reward.
No.
Christ.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. Rating out of 5?
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 3 as well. Primarily because of the reward, but I still give it a 3 because it has the potential to lead into something else. That's my rationale. Yeah. I don't know if that's the same for you.
Another quest line they'll never tie up.
Well, no. I ended up talking to the guy after, and it turned Allie the Wise, and... Mm-hmm. Basically, it puts together a whole bunch of information from a whole other bunch of quests, like what's that guy's name in that squarish building south of Ardonia that you have to fight for that one member's quest?
It doesn't sound familiar to me.
It's a general guy or something. Oh, I can't remember his name. But anyways, if you talk to Allie the Wise after, you learn a whole bunch of stuff about the Majorat from him, and it all sort of fits together so far in terms of where it's going and how it will lead into a final quest for the Majorat. Okay. You can actually find a summary on the RuneScape wiki of what you know from Allie the Wise, so... Take a look at this and do the quest. Like, this even ties in Temple of Ikov, the Ghostly Robes, Hazel Cult, that sort of thing. Wellgothic Sleeps, Desert Treasure. I don't know. I think this is leading up to maybe another Grandmaster quest. Because that does seem sort of... Oh. Yeah. Grandmaster with combining all these things, maybe. I don't know. But
that would be a way to tie up a lot of loose ends at one go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the quests they list are Anakra's Lament, Defender of Varrok, Temple of Ikot, Ghostly Robes, Shadow Sword mini quest, Desert Treasure, Hazel Cult, and Wellgothic Sleeps. That's what Allie the Wise talks about.
That is actually interesting.
Yeah. So, in regards to having such a small reward, I think this quest is still rather important. So.
Got the hidden reward, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what we got for the quest this week. Brad, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Well, then some little tweaks and fixes. Picking from a tree or bush has been sped up, which is good for us farming types. Several items that previously damaged you when you used them can no longer kill you. Don't worry, though. You can still use them to lower your hit points if you want to. And Easter 2009 has been removed. And, of course, there is a set of release notes for those of you guys that want to see all of the updates that were pushed out this week. They still haven't fixed that one in the Saradomin God Wars area.
What one?
You know that one I showed you ages ago where at the top of the Saradomin God Wars area, the water is the old style of water, and if you go down...
Oh,
the
yes,
it's,
yes, yes, I
it's
remember.
The newer one. So... Anyways, Dave, any bugs you want to rant about that should be fixed?
Well, I think I've already said something about this in the forums a while back, but whenever you're using a abyssal creature and you hit the X button in the corner, it usually closes it but then clicks somewhere on the map, so you end up running. Same with at the GE that they haven't fixed yet. Those two really bother me.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
I know that.
I thought it was my Java for screwing up when it did that, but
yeah,
it's nice. Pay by SMS in Canada.
Boo.
You guys have pay by SMS in the US?
I heard Canada. That's just a natural reaction.
Do you have it in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. If you're in Canada, you can now pay by SMS with Bell, Fido, MTS, Rogers, SaskTel, TELUS, and Virgin. SaskTel is obviously for Saskatchewan. I wonder why they need
that. Good, you guys have Virgin over there.
Yeah?
Oh, they're horrible here.
Oh. Well, we're on Rogers here. So, I don't know. Rogers.
Does Roger mind that you're on him?
No. Ted Rogers is dead.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he died.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, the only ones you can get here in Edmonton are Bell, Rogers, and TELUS. I don't know where Virgin is. Or MTS. I assume that's some sort of Quebec thing. But anyways.
The guy here, the head of the marketing head of Virgin, said that thinks that net neutrality is a bad idea.
Oh.
So he's an asshole.
Is that Sir Richard
Branson? Oh, yeah, because
Branson?
He can make more money out of it.
Is that Richard Branson?
No, it's... No, he wouldn't say anything like that. It's some nobody who works. He's not famous. He's just an asshole.
Okay. We got
a bit like me. I'm not famous, and I'm just an asshole.
Oh, you're famous, you know?
I'm not famous.
Sure you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Two development diaries run energy and the ferry area improvement. Run energy. Let's talk about
Shane
about this
to
one.
Ask me what busker, what a busker was.
Well, I've never heard of a busker. Have you ever heard of a busker, Dave?
I have not.
See?
It must be a British term exclusively, then.
We call them panhandlers here. Anyways.
That sounds like a weird thing.
Basically, a few weeks ago, an interface thing was leaked up on the top HUD there that had a rest button next to run.
Hmm.
And what rest will do is it will let you... what's the word? Rejuvenate?
Regain?
Regain your run energy quicker. So, first they discovered that sitting at benches wouldn't work because they have problems with people sitting on more than one bench together. And that would create a lineup, which they don't want. So then they discovered that these buskers who will be around various towns and locations, you can go... sit with them and they'll play music and you'll have a nice little nap and regenerate your run energy quicker. See, look at this one, Brad.
I saw the picture in the development diary.
Doesn't that look interesting?
That's not what buskers look like. Buskers look like homeless people who can't really play the instruments that they're playing.
They said in some areas...
With a few exceptions.
They said the buskers will be playing... tracks that are native to where they're situated. So a busker in the Elflands will play Elfland type music, and one in Falador will play normal kind of music there. But they also said that they're going to be making a few of them so that they can't play the music good, so that they play bad music.
That's funny.
Because well, just like Brad said, it's like sometimes they can't play properly, you know?
Yeah, I did see one. I think the only decent busker I've actually ever seen in my life was a couple of months ago, and he was actually playing the trombone.
Mod Chihiro. Is that how you'd say that name?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Anyways, Oh.
Mod.
Oh, yeah. I even specifically asked for one of the songs to be really bad, which Mod Bond did really well.
Hang a second, isn't that an oxymoron? Asked for it to be bad, but he did it really well.
Well, he did a really good job at making it bad.
But that's oh no, my head's about to explode.
So it should be interesting to see when this all comes out. Then the next thing is the ferry area improvement, which is of course hinting to that Fairy Tale Part 3 will be coming soon.
Damn farming quests.
You said you'd do this one with me when it comes out.
Did I? I don't remember that.
Yeah, you did.
Because doesn't sound like something I'd say.
We did the Fairy Tale Part 1 and 2 together.
Oh, yeah.
Part one, I think. But you fell asleep or something.
What a mistake that was.
So they show a picture of Xenaris in 2004 and then a blue rework now with some concept artwork of what it'll look like in the future, including a nice little house that's made out of a tree. So a tree house.
Looks kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, so it should be nice to see when this all comes out, and you can see that it says the project name, artists, date, and then a check mark saying approved. Then there's a little thing that says company confidential, Jagex LTD on the image. You guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, obviously they're taking cues from the Obama administration and declassifying certain things.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, that's why Gar is doing it.
Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates, unless anybody has anything?
Nope.
Nothing.
On to questions, then. First one's an audio question from Killjoy.
Shane and Brad, what's up? It's been a long time. This is Killjoy. I was just wondering, what do you guys think of the recent news about YouTube? Do you think it's going to die? I personally think that it's going to become less and less popular. Eventually, it's just going to become another Hulu. And all it is going to be catering to big corporations. And I don't see it ever go back to what it used to be, the user-uploaded videos. I am personally switching all my videos over to dropvids.com. You guys should create an account and join. Thanks. Killjoy.
So anybody heard of DropVids?
No, I've not.
Okay.
Anybody but on the subject of the whole YouTube thing, it's obviously not going to die. I think it's going to be very much the same case as RuneScape when they took the wilderness out, right? People will whine and bitch about it, but they will still continue to use it, and as such, it will never die. If all the people who were truly unhappy about what YouTube were doing left and stopped giving them their page hits, then it might have an impact. Probably not a very big one, not as big as YouTube dying, but... but the fact is that people whinge about it, yet still use it, so nothing will happen.
Dave?
I'm waiting for Shane to say his famous remark.
What famous remark would that be?
I know what you mean. Oh, come on, Shane.
Oh, yes. The more things change, the more they stay the same. That's right.
There you go.
I actually took a poke around DropVids, and I can safely say that it's not any danger to YouTube, and YouTube is not going anywhere. For two primary reasons. The people at DropVids don't know how to design a competent user interface. I know when I was creating my account, there were fields that were supposedly optional, but it still asked me to fill them in. And then, of course, it was really hard to create a group or delete a group in that matter. So that's my first reason for saying it won't last. And secondly, we're forgetting here that YouTube is owned by Google, and Google has a huge, massive empire, and anybody who tries to basically compete with a Google service and directly isn't going to win, because you're forgetting that Google has huge, huge data centers and lots of engineers to make their stuff increasingly better. So there's no way that a small site like this is going to be able to catch YouTube without some sort of external help from somebody such as Microsoft or Yahoo, but even on the lines of both that, they all have their own type of video hosting, whether it be on the short Flickr videos that Yahoo has or Microsoft's Soapbox. So that's my point on this.
Yeah.
Dave, anything?
I was just going to agree with Brad. Like, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. People are going to be mad about it. I mean, they're obviously moving towards the commercial aspect of YouTube with all the advertisements and some of the videos, and then actually with my 99 Smithing video, how they remove the music and they're doing all that stuff. It still makes me mad, but I mean, it's life goes on, you know. People will adapt, like with the wilderness thing, so I don't think it's too big of a threat.
Yeah, that's actually why we haven't been putting up many videos on our channel, because basically anything we put up, it gets the sound removed, you know?
Does so, it
honestly, if they've finally taken the sound off my 99 fishing video.
What were you going to say? Does it ask if...
Does it ask, like, what songs you use or something? Or how does it know?
No, it just automatically turns it off.
Because on some of the videos I've seen or whatever, the song will be up, but then it'll have that thing that pops up in the bottom. I was just wondering how that gets there. If it asks you if there's any songs, you put them in or what?
I'm pretty sure it's automatic.
Oh, okay.
But then, of course, you're still
my video still has the copyrighted music on it.
You shouldn't say that, because now they're going to come mute it.
Oh, yeah, right, because I'm sure, YouTube admins listen to a RuneScape podcast.
Well, they want you to use the audio swap feature to put in some safe music, so I don't know. It's just sort of that same old thing with the YouTube channel. Sure, we could put videos up, but what's the point if the sound's going to get turned off? Because two out of three of the last recent ones we put up had their sound turned off. So
well, I got all the recordings for my runecrafting video, but I haven't even started editing yet because I don't know what's going to happen to it, So
yeah. I know there's a good site for free music. You can search through Creative Commons, or there's this other one called Amaze.fm.
Okay. I'll just check that out.
Yeah, and if you guys want to submit a video to the RSBNB YouTube channel, you can check out the RSBNB Events Crew forums. We have instructions there on how to send us a video. Or if that doesn't work, you can just send a message to myself or Chief Snake on the forums for instructions. And the
FYI, Shane, you forgot to lock and normalize the questions topic.
Oh, are there any new questions?
I did it just now in case there were.
Okay. And with that said, the YouTube URL we have is youtube.com/RSBNBstaff. The first R is capital and the S on staff is capital. Thank you,
Killjoy. Does it matter?
Yes, it does.
YouTube.com, RSBNBstaff, no caps. Oh, look, it still takes me to your channel.
Oh, okay, that's good.
It's not cap sensitive.
I didn't think they were case sensitive.
I'm going to try typing it all in caps now.
I got my 99 fire making video on here.
It's like I'm an angry 12-year-old. All in caps, all in caps.
Anyways, yes.
Doesn't matter. It's not case sensitive.
Thank you, Killjoy. Brad, do you want to read the next one?
Okay. Dear Brad and Shane, I have a few questions. How big is the US in other countries, such as politics and events? Fairly big. Stuff happens over there that's... Well, we don't hear everything. Because, for example, I know there were lots of, tea parties, as they're called, about the tax rises.
Tea parties?
The other week, weren't there? Yeah, protests against tax rises under Obama, and they were all whining about how...
Really? I never saw anything of that.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't reported here either, but I know about it because I saw it on the Daily Show. A lot of the stuff is reported that happens in the US over here. Anything fairly big.
Did you hear about those tax rises, Dave?
No, I don't keep up with politics that much.
Okay. But, typically if the US is invading another country, we hear about it. Or if there's a new president elected, we hear about it. We don't hear about state issues unless they're big, and we don't hear about city issues, but we do hear about issues affecting the entire country.
I think the BBC is in love with America, because occasionally on the 10 o'clock news, if it's been a slow news day, the final news article will usually be some pretty small American news or something.
Oh yeah. Once that sort of happens here too on our evening news, once there is a story about someone's pet crocodile in Florida that got loose and killed a bunch of people.
Oh yeah, we heard about that.
Do you keep crocodiles in wherever you live, Dave?
No, there's no crocodiles in Illinois. Not yet, okay. At least.
What are other weird stories we heard about? We heard about O.J. Simpson.
Oh, O.J. Simpson.
If the DNA says he didn't do it, he didn't do it.
There was a really funny Family Guy episode with him in it. It's whole
he
episode.
Went to jail this time?
No, but in the Family Guy episode, he's basically everybody is tiptoeing around him because they think he's a murderer. And then the final scene of the episode, he gives this really impassioned speech about how I was found innocent by a jury of my peers, and I don't want to harm anybody, and I'm a gentle human being. And then they all feel really guilty, and then he stabs two people and runs off. It was hilarious. Anyway,
I don't watch Family Guy.
Do you think OJ did it?
No.
Of course he did it.
he was proved it. That he did it.
Didn't he write a book afterwards, like how to kill someone and get away with it?
Yeah, he wrote a book entitled, you know, "If I Did It." I think it was called.
Yeah, if I did it, this is how I would do it.
Like, but no, the thing was, the thing about his trial was the jurors afterwards admitted that they believed he killed her, but because of the mistakes the police made in the investigation, they found him innocent. He was actually found guilty in a civil suit, and he was ordered to pay, because it was a civil suit, he didn't have to go to prison. He just had to pay the Goldman and Simpson? Yeah, Nicole. I can't remember what his wife's second name was, but he had to pay their families like millions and millions in repatriations.
Oh, that's enough about OJ. Any other USPS?
OJ did it. Okay, next question. If you could have anyone in the world to be head of Jagex, who would it be? Anybody in the world? Somebody wacky and off the wall.
The guy, one of the Google CEOs.
Oh god.
Oh, well, like Sergey Brin and Larry Page.
Or Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
That would be good. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Steve Jobs would be funny, you know.
Yeah,
Doesn't he yell at everybody?
Yeah, yeah. Then he had angry, someone. He had someone follow him around who said that he doesn't mean it. So I don't know, like a Steve Jobs RuneScape would be kind of interesting in the fact that I think they'd be focusing more on the looks of the game than the actual function, you know?
Yeah. That's Mac all over aesthetics.
Release the complete game music on iTunes.
Yeah, the MIDI 600 music.
Plus songs. Yeah,
it's not MIDI music.
I just say that to make Shane say it's not MIDI music.
Dave produces music. He knows it's not MIDI music.
Yeah, it's not. Well, it used to be like. It's not MIDI music, no.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore. It used to be closer to that. But I don't know. I was pretty impressed with the sound upgrades, actually.
Yeah, I listened to the music on the game last night while I was doing the quest. They were pretty good.
Yeah. I was walking in Lumbridge the other night, and I didn't recognize some of the songs. I was like, oh my god, because I haven't been there in, like, you know, 4 years. you know, walking to Drainer from Lumbridge, like, what song is this? Oh my god, you know, listened to this song like 3 years ago.
Yeah. So, Brad, who would you have run RuneScape as CEO?
Gordon Brown, because then he'd have to step down Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and that would trigger an election.
Okay. Okay, Dave?
I was going to say Steve Jobs just so I can make the iTunes joke.
Okie dokie. Next part?
Next part. And if you could have any skill, Kate, what would it be? Slayer. Because it has the skull on the back.
Okay. Dave?
I sounded really retarded because it has the skull on the back.
Would I have to work for it or do I just get one? So if I just get one, I'd have to say summoning since it costs the most.
Okay. Well, then you don't get the 99 with it.
Farming 2.0.
Yeah, that's one of my suggestions, actually. But that's a topic for another day. I don't know. I'd have to say maybe... Oh. But you don't get the 99 with it, so what's the point, you know?
Let's just pretend you do, just for arguments. Oh,
okay, pretend I get the 99?
Yeah.
Mining.
Is it because that's your lowest?
No, it's because I hate mining.
Because you want to be like Chrysalis.
What? No.
She had high mining while that was off, didn't she?
Yeah. 85, wasn't it?
I don't remember. Oh, you want to be like Lance.
Yeah, sure.
Not really a ride match.
Or Adiv.
Or Adiv, yeah. Or somebody else who has 99 mining.
88 mining she had.
Oh. You just looked her up?
Yeah. Yeah, with ranged, fire making, hunter, construction and summoning not ranked. Farming level 31 only. Anyways. Dave? No, you said prayer something. Already. Or summoning, right.
Summoning.
Okay. That was from Mankinder5, who says, thanks and keep up the great show. Dear Shane, Brad, and Davo, if you stopped playing RuneScape, what would you do with your extra time? If you were to get a 99 skill except the ones you already have, what would you get?
Oh, extra
life. Question. I guess we actually have to work for that one, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, Dave, what would you do with your extra time?
I'd probably do more with my music and my band. I don't know. I've been busy with my schoolwork a lot lately. If I didn't play RuneScape, I'd either be on 360 more or focus more on my songwriting and stuff.
Okay.
So. And then, sorry.
Oh, okay, you're not done. Go ahead.
I was just going to answer the next question, but if we want to take them one at a time, then...
Yeah, we're going to take them one at a time. Brad?
All right.
Well, I don't play RuneScape, so hypothetically I wouldn't have any more free time.
Well, pretend you did.
Well, pretend I had less free time.
No, pretend you played RuneScape.
But that would mean I had less free time,
yeah,
and then
we'll
pretend I didn't play, and then I would pretend what I would do with the free time that I lost a second ago that I had. what would I do with my free time? What would I do? Well, when I quit RuneScape the first time, I didn't have much free time because I just played World of Warcraft. But,
that was a mistake.
Were I to start playing and play again, I would probably... I don't know what I'd do. I can't... I'm not good at hypothetical questions.
Go golfing?
Until I actually... What?
Golf?
No, I gave up golf ages ago. I was no good at it. I was okay. I wasn't great.
Okay.
I plateaued.
Run for government?
No.
Aww.
I'd probably spend more of my time, you know, beating Shane in debates, because that's what I do. We had these long debates over MSN, and you know Shane is beaten when he just keeps reiterating the same point over and over.
Because it's the true argument. Point.
No, Shane.
We're not going to have a resolution on the torture one until we see those documents.
No, you know that I ran rings around your argument.
No!
This is for an uncorked show, not now. We could spend another 2 hours debating torture.
Mike on that.
Shane is a morally bankrupt person. That's all you need to know.
No.
No. That is Shane's everything. No.
Okay.
Shane,
okay.
Torture is wrong. No.
Yeah, if I stopped playing, what would I do? I'd put more time into development, and I don't know. I'd probably keep the Xbox time the same. I'd probably read more and probably become more nerdy by doing more school-related stuff.
Watching more Star Trek?
No.
Star Trek.
So that's what I'd do with my time. So
second
part?
Shane?
Well, we can talk about Star Trek.
Have you gone to see the new film yet?
No, it comes out on the 8th.
It's already out in here. Yeah.
What?
Sure it is. They had the premiere
really?
The other night.
Really? Are you going to go?
Shane, why would I go? In a second.
Well, maybe we can have a Star Trek-related episode on the 7th before it comes out. Anyways, so if you were to get a 99 skill except for the ones you already have, Dave?
I'd have to go with prayer on that
okay.
one.
Okay. Brad?
If I had to get it, quickest and easiest.
Farming.
No, I said easiest. I've already got fletching.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. For me, agility, I assume.
Yeah, finally get that, you slacker.
Yeah, we're going to actually have a meeting about that, me and Chief.
A meeting.
Kelsey's been off for 2 months, and she's still like 1 mil ahead of you guys.
Shh.
Shane, you're getting beaten by a girl. How does that make you feel?
No.
You're getting beat by a girl and a Kiwi.
Okay, okay. Or runecrafting, which because I think that would be a good one to have because it would bring in lots of extra money.
Would you want to get it, though?
Yeah, if I had the time, you know, if I could get into a nice routine, you know, just like you get into a farming routine, I guess. Yeah, how does that work, runecrafting routines? How does that work?
Basically, you're looking for speed. Once you get down what you have to do, it's actually a secret now that I just started using in the past month is the deposit all feature. Is you fill up your bank completely and make sure you have no room for pouches or the payment runes. So then whenever you go to the bank, instead of right-clicking 12 different runes, you just hit deposit all, and all the runes go in. Your pouches stay out along with your payment runes, so it cuts banking time by at least half. And I mean, so once you just get down what you have to do, it's just basically speed and staying focused.
So if you use the deposit all feature, how do the runes not go in with your pouches?
Well, if you have a full bank, it's not going to deposit anything, so you need... bank totally full, take out your payment runes and take out all your pouches, and then fill your bank, so whenever you deposit.
You don't listen, do you, Shane?
I see. So a full bank, i.e. all 400-some-odd spaces full?
Yeah. I bought, like, a bunch of bronze crap before I started, so...
Ah.
It's a clever idea.
Yeah. Nice idea.
It's just the little tricks like that make all the difference. I mean, people are like, oh, that only cuts out about 5 seconds. Well, yeah, add it up with about 2 hours, that saves about, you know... It's a good 15 minutes or so.
Every
second counts when you're runecrafting, trust me.
Yeah. See, that's like farming. Over time, you discover lots of little hidden secrets, you know?
Oh, my God.
Like the fact that leprechauns can note your crops when you're after you pick them.
I did not know
That's like anything. The more you do it, the better you become at it.
That's, yeah. So, oh, farming. Thank you, Chris, for life. Dave, read the next one.
That was just wrong.
Shane, if you just joined Airbnb today, what would you think of the site, and how much would you try to take control of it?
I think that it's kind of a awkward question to ask because I was part of making the site, so obviously I'd have to think it was a good site because it caters to both RuneScape and forward-looking kind of tech forums, you know, down at the bottom there. And as for taking control, I think I'd try to help out with various things. I know I'm not into the manual labor of the submissions team, so I'd probably sign up for the events crew and newspaper staff, and eventually hope
you'd get rejected because we don't like people like you.
And then I'd hope that Brad would pick me for a mod, and then that you'd
not gonna happen, Shane.
Let me be an admin.
No, Shane. No. I'd ban you.
Next part.
Okay, Brad, if you ran Airbnb, what would you do differently than what Shane and Mike has done?
I would have removed the design crew earlier because everybody knew they were a train wreck from the start. I would have implemented things sooner and made them better. Basically everything now, but I would have got rid of the bad things quicker and I would have done the good things sooner. I would have just basically improved everything.
So what kind of good things would you have implemented?
I would have an anti-Canadian policy because I believe they are the scum of the earth. And I would also make sure that everybody who is a neocon was weeded out and banned. That is all.
Oh, but you wouldn't have the necessary skills to do any coding.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'd have some code monkeys for that. Now, I'll tell you what, I'd get Shane to do code for me with the promise that I would make him a member of the staff, but every time he finished the code, I would refuse to make him a member of the staff. And because Shane is so power-hungry, I would be able to get all my coding done that way, because he would keep doing it in the hope that I might one day add him to the staff. See? I'll let us all figure it out.
Yeah, I wonder how you managed to think about that. Do you, like, think about it in your spare time?
Yes, how I can overthrow you. That is the number one concern of mine.
Okay, final part.
Okay, also, a question to all of the hosts. What is the worst grade that you've gotten for something in school? Mine was an English vocabulary test, and I got a 9 out of 22 and forgot to make up, so it ruined my grade to a B. Awesome show. Keep up the great work. Avalon.
Oh no, ruin to a first. B, that's so terrible, not.
Take that one first, Dave.
Let's see, worst grade for me. I don't remember what it was out of, but obviously it was an F. I was pretty sure it was like on some English quiz that I had no idea what I was talking about, or knew because I was sleeping in class, but yeah. So, that's probably what it had to be for me.
You sleep in class?
I did that day. Because
okay.
Yeah.
Did anyone wake
it's,
you up?
It's not... No. His bell rang, and then somebody woke me up. I was like, thanks for, you know, just letting me... I don't know, whatever.
Oh, that's interesting. Brad?
Yeah.
Worst grade. I can't remember. Probably it was either in chemistry or maths, because I never used to take them... No, not maths. Chemistry or physics, because I never used to take them seriously. Probably got... I remember my my tutors used to, like, giving me, like, tests that didn't really mean anything. They were just to show if I'd been paying attention and doing my homework and everything like that. And I never used to do my physics or chemistry homework, because I just hated it. So I used to pretty much... I sort of liked chemistry, but I didn't have the sort of... I was never, like, a natural... As far as all that formulae and stuff goes, there's probably in chemistry or physics.
My chemistry teacher didn't know anything. She was so dumb. Like, she would give us tests, and first of all, she like barely taught us anything. So pretty much our grade was carried through by random questions she would ask at the beginning of the day, and it was like it counted for extra credit. So I mean, she'd ask like just random questions, like, you know, what sports team is playing today, and, you know, whatever, like in St. Louis, and we say it, and then we get like two extra bonus points, and everybody got like a 97 in the class. Like, she was an awful teacher.
Is that
sound like
is
a
that legal?
Great teacher?
I know.
That doesn't sound legal.
Well,
she it wasn't that she didn't teach us. She was just really bad at explaining things. Like, she'd give us a PowerPoint and she'd go through the slides at like 50 miles an hour, and we didn't have any time to take notes. And then she'd give us these tests that were just ridiculous. So then she felt obligated to make it up with like these random bonus questions. So I passed chemistry knowing what sports teams played in St. Louis. So.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
The Rams, the Cardinals, and I don't know any of the other teams.
Blues are the hockey team, which
they
just
got swept.
They lost the other night, so they're not in the playoffs anymore, so that's kind of depressing. But
no, that's good. Vancouver beat them.
I know. My friend is so mad.
Anyways.
To go all the way, but
I once got a free 5% just for being there. In the stats class. I'm going to split it up into two categories. The first one was in the science class, a quiz. Of course, it was just marked based on letters, so of course the lowest letter you can get is F. But then in regular school, when they used percents, the lowest thing I got was I think a 39 on some French thing that I was only half there for. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I think
dare you fail French.
I think mine was like a 44% or something. Like, I completely just relied on logic, whichever answer seemed to be the most logical, and yeah, pretty much bombed that. So
it was hilarious when I took my GCSEs, which are like the school, high school, end of high school exams, I guess. I took my GCSEs in chemistry. It wasn't my chemistry paper. I did all right on my chemistry paper. On my physics paper, I was like halfway through it, and I started to run into stuff, and I really had no clue, because I think, as I've said plenty of times before, I did no revision and I hated physics, so there was stuff I just didn't know about. So I just started, like, because obviously, you know, I wanted to make, because my tutors were like invigilating me doing this paper, so I couldn't just like skip through it, because they would know. So I was just writing down the most random stuff, because I knew they wouldn't be like marking it. I was just writing stuff down like, physics is horrible, I hate it, and I'll be glad that I'll never have to do it again. And I did this on like three or four questions, right? Three or four big questions where it's a lot of marks, and when it came back, I still got an A. I know, the thresholds to get A's at GCSE are like not that high. I think it must be like some papers it's like 60% or something like that.
You sound like a really great education system there.
It's, I don't know, the education system is pathetic here, but the papers are difficult. I mean, it's overly moderated how difficult the questions are, but I can't believe, I was like sure I was going to get like, because here like C and above is considered a good GCSE, so I was like, I'll be lucky if I get a C in this, and I got an A, and it was like, Christ.
You could ask me about your physics.
Yeah, but that was back when I was younger, and I just didn't care.
Okay.
I just wonder how many graders get papers like that don't actually like answer the question. It's like, I don't know why I'm taking this class. It'll never help me in life. And I wonder, I get to thinking about that. That's what my dad did.
I did that as well. If I didn't know the answer to a question, I couldn't even take an educated guess at it. I just used to write random stuff.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what this question has to do with anything I'm ever going to use, and if you fail me on this paper, I'll have to retake the class again and all this stuff. Just basically like a pity letter, and the guy passed him in it.
It was funny as well, because I took a paper for religious education, which I never actually studied, but my English teacher was like, oh, well, you might as well take it, because it's an extra GCSE, and it's like really easy, pathetic. And it's just like, it's questions like, what does the Bible teach us about marriage? So I had fun with that. I was just writing stupid answers. I got a B on that.
What'd you write?
Oh, it was stuff like that. There was stuff like, one of the questions was like, what does the Bible teach us about something? And I just wrote, the Bible doesn't teach us anything because it contradicts itself numerous times and is basically, you know, history's greatest work of fiction. And I was just writing stuff like that. And I got a B. Bible, history's greatest work of fiction? Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Okay. Wow, we got off on a tangent there.
Especially when you just mess about.
But remember, all science is either physics or stamp collecting.
Oh, piss off.
Thank you, Avalon. Don't you guys have anything else on that? Brad, any other stories?
Nope.
No? Okie dokie. Brad, Devo, RuneCrafting Master, and Shane, what is your opinion on RuneCrafting, and have you ever done anything illegal? Thanks, grief with a great show, Frosty Bow. Let's ask Dave that first one. Opinion on RuneCrafting. The RuneCrafting Master, as he says.
Well, considering I have the cape, obviously I really like it. I don't know if there's any more to say about that. It takes time, patience. I don't know. It makes good money, so if you ever do want to get into RuneCrafting, just keep that in mind. That's kind of what motivated me to keep going from 75 to 91. But,
okay. Methods for anybody wondering, in case we're going to get this question inevitably in the next week or so.
What's that?
What method would you say from 75 to 91 and then 91 on? Because inevitably we're going to get this question.
What I did... from 70, well, I made logs from 54 to 70, but that was before I decided to go for 91. And then from 70 to 75, I actually used the Earth RuneCrafting Gloves from Fist of Guthix. If you're not into playing that game a lot, I'd just recommend the making fires with dueling rings. And then the reason I say you start ZMI at 75 because that's when the money starts evening out. Otherwise, you might risk losing some money buying energy potions and stuff like that. So from 70 to 75, either making fires with dueling rings or Earth RuneCrafting Gloves. And then from 75 to 91, I just did ZMI all the way.
Okay.
So, and then I did ZMI again from, I think it was 93 to 99. I made a bunch of natures in January to fund my 99 smithing. So
I just
recommend from 75 all the way to 99, just ZMI. That's the best experience you're going to get.
Okay. So. Have you ever played with the Grack?
Oh, yeah. That's the way I do natures. For some reason, I cannot stand the Abyss.
Yeah, that's the same for me.
Every time my pouch decays, I die a little bit inside.
Okay. But. Brad, opinion on RuneCrafting?
It's an okay skill, I guess. I mean, I always sort of... It's good. I've used it in the past for making money, but I don't know. I'm a bit indifferent to it because it's sort of slow and eh.
Yeah. I'm going to have to say the same as you, but I think that there's always potential for something. Like, once you discover something, it'll be something you want to do, because I know that's what with farming when I got to around level 60 or so. So... I don't know, maybe something will happen like that with RuneCrafting or some other interesting slow skill like that one day. Who knows? And have you ever done anything illegal, Dave?
Well, I've burned a CD, so I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that is illegal in the U.S., you know, against the DMCA.
Yeah, I've downloaded pirated material, that's it.
Yeah, we're not going to say what, but I'm going to go with Brad's answers as well there.
You're not going to say what you pirated?
No, unless you do.
Well, I just pirated music.
Okay.
What did you pirate?
TV shows.
Okay, yes, Shane, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, since we're on that train, I pirate music too, so I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah, I just hope that you guys, nobody here is listening to you guys here, because that would be bad if someone got charged after this, Brad or well,
if they find
music.
Out, if they find out my last name, then kudos to them. If they can find me, then I guess I deserve to be in trouble.
Oh, they can find you by your IP address.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything else illegal?
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Anybody, except for that time I murdered... I mean, no.
Anybody done underage smoking?
I have nope. not, and I don't plan on even when I am of age.
Underage drinking?
Nope.
Yeah, I've underage... Well, it depends. I've never, like, actually gone in... Okay, yeah, I have. Sorry, I just remembered the time. Yeah, I've drunk underage, but I don't see what the issue with that is, really. Unless you're like a neocon right-wing traditional conservative like Shane here. You shouldn't have a problem with it.
I consider myself conservative, but I'm not too defensive on that. But
I could mention something else, but I'm not going to mention something else because that younger people don't
mention
need to
something
hear
else like what, Shane?
Never mind.
You've already opened the can of worms.
Yeah, that's why we're going to be moving on. Thank you, Frosty Bo.
Watch, I'm way behind here.
What?
Mention what? What else have you done, Shane?
No, I said we're not going to mention anything else about...
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm with you now. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, Dave, read the next one.
Okay, to Devo, when are you going to be getting 200 million runecrafting experience? Also, nice job on the remixes on the new opener last week. First of all, thank you. And when will I be getting 200 million runecrafting experience? I'd have to say right after I get 99 Slayer, which is going to be a long time. 99 Slayer and 99 farming. There you go. So in other words, not anytime soon. Considering the top runecrafter right now is 157, and I don't think he's logged onto the game in about 3 years.
Oh, I know him.
Laria.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him.
Personally?
Pika and... No, not in person, sadly.
Well, obviously.
Mike, Pika and myself helped him get 91.
That's cool.
Yeah, we ran nature rooms for him back then when it was only 4K per run. Back in the
noobs.
Yeah. Yeah, and Pika has an interesting...
I used to do nature running back in the day for this Dutch player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? What was their name?
I can't remember.
I remember.
Name escapes me. I think it was a girl character. I don't know if it was actually a girl, but yeah. They were nice.
I ran for a couple... I think both were actually girls. Scarfunkel and Sedition. I remember running for both of them. And they're, up in the top 100, I think.
The name's on the tip of my tongue, but it escapes me.
Yeah, Pika had this theory about Larry... that it was Larry's ex-wife playing on the account.
Ex-wife?
Yeah. Like, his ex-wife stole the account, and she had her son helping him to get back at the father.
Yeah, well, we all know Pika was a crazy mofo, so...
Okay! Okay.
That's a compliment, it's not an insult.
Okay, if you say so. So, yeah, we know Larry are... second part, you can read.
Okay, to everyone, what is it about Twitter that makes all celebrities and big corporations turn to it for extra advertisement? I thought I would die before Jagex would make a Twitter account. If you had a Twitter account back when it was just a place where tech people shared thoughts, did you like it better then, or do you like it better now with all of the publicity? Thanks, Power Crazy.
Huh. Well, you can answer first.
I actually have to admit I've never been to Twitter, so I probably can't make a reasonable conclusion with that.
Okay. So. Brad?
I have no idea either, but it does seem to attract, you know, celebrities and corporations like flies attract shit attracts flies, I mean. Flies don't attract shit.
Obama had all the Facebook and all kinds of Twitter stuff during the election. So, I mean, it's... I don't know, it just seemed odd to me because it was obviously 4 years ago, that was unheard of, but, you know, the president's got Twitter accounts and everybody's, messaging him on Facebook and all that
four
stuff.
4 years ago, Obama was unheard of.
That's true, but still.
Yes, Twitter. it is something that has changed, because it first came out 2 years ago, if you guys remember correctly, Brad, right? Remember that?
Yeah, when we all used it at RSBNB.
So with that, it sort of changed over time. It was originally only for the trendy kind of tech people, but it's become more mainstream.
There are no trendy tech people.
Oh, sure there are. Sure there are. But it used to be primarily used for saying, like, exactly answering the question, what have you been doing and stuff, right? Remember we were talking about this the other day? That's where I'm going. But now, as they said, it's advertising, which is good. But there's something else that people are missing in regards to Twitter that the major news media is missing, companies are missing. It's an instant messaging device.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Mike agrees with me, you're wrong.
But Jeff agrees with me.
It's not instant messaging.
Yes, it is, because you're messaging.
Yes, it is. Saying yes, it is multiple times.
Yes,
does not
it
make
is. Yes,
right.
It is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it does
yes,
not.
Yes, it is. Just let me say how it works to be instant messaging. You use it to, like, basically, it's a way of talking to people who aren't on instant messaging right away without loading up any programs on your phone or anything. It's universal because it's web-based. So in that respect, yes, you can still use it to advertise or what have you been doing, but you can also use it to talk to your friends and everything on it. That's what I see it as. So,
I see you as being wrong.
No, Jeff agrees with me.
So,
and,
Mike,
And he lives
Jeff.
Where it was created, so he should know.
No, but Mike is a site owner. Jeff is just a mere admin.
I'm a site owner.
Yeah, but Mike is the better of the two.
No. No. We're both the same.
Well, there's communists now. Mike and Shane are equal.
Yes. But no, I don't know. I think this is an important crack in the iceberg for moving towards the more social media type things towards the masses. So I think it's a good thing.
Did you say socialist media?
No, social media. Yeah, so it's a good thing, but that's the one side I think people are still missing, the messaging side between friends. And as we said, that's from Power Crazy. Who wants the last question? Brad?
Okay, fine, I'll take it. Hey, Shane, Brad, and Devo. If you could undo one thing regarding your RuneScape career, what would it be? Okay, what one thing would we undo in RuneScape? Ever training farming. I want to be one of those cool people who had the SIGs, Farmer for Life, 83 experience to level 2.
Okay. Dave?
I would have to say, if I went back, I would definitely have got into RuneCrafting a lot faster. Or a lot sooner, because I still kick myself for getting into it after the trade update, because it would have been a lot easier if I could just hire runners.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's one thing I still kind of bothers me.
Okay. I wish I would have done farming sooner, because the seed prices were lower, or I could have delayed it a few months when the crash happened, so I either do that, or I wish I could have also done Herblore before the removal of the wilderness, because that basically killed all potions. So those are two things I'd do differently in some way or some other form or another. Okay, next part.
Next part. What one thing would you undo in real life?
Ooh. Why don't you go first?
What one thing would I undo in real life? Questions like this are difficult. Yeah. There's plenty of things I don't do, but I can't think of one that holds precedence over the others. Clicking sign up when I went to forums.rsbnb.com.
No. I still would have found you somehow.
Headhunter.
I don't know. Dave, do you have anything?
I'm going to be boring on this one and say probably not. Like, the whole thing, if people ask if you could go back in time and change something, probably not, just because I don't know what would happen otherwise. You know, just...
Yeah, you don't know how it would affect the time-space continuum.
Yeah, it's just, I wouldn't want to mess with anything, because I could end up worse than I am now, so, you know.
The only thing I'd go back and mess with are world events and such, which we talked about before, you know?
Yeah.
But nothing really. Like, I've not done anything that bad in real life that I need to undo it. Like, I haven't murdered anyone or anything.
Yeah, you have.
No.
You've murdered the little boy that wasn't an angry neocon who promoted torture.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, Paul. We can't get anything on that. That's PFK99's, a.k.a. Paul, Paulina, whatever you want to call him. Yeah, we're done questions now. Thank you, everybody. Tech news. UK rejects privacy group's gripes about Google Street View. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office has responded to complaints that Google Street View doesn't do enough to protect citizens' privacy by stating that removing Street View would be disappropriate to the relatively small risk of privacy detriment. I don't know.
Detriment.
It's detriment.
The Information Commissioner's Office in the UK has once again given the thumbs up to Google Street View after reviewing complaints from a UK privacy group. The office stated that Street View does not violate the country's Data Protection Act and that the small risk of privacy burps are not worth the removal of an entire... Oops, I knocked my headset off my head.
I just did that. I managed to, you know, put it back on without anybody knowing you didn't.
Without the removal of an entire service. Google wins. That's good.
British crazy idiots lose.
But they're not done yet.
No, they'll be back. That's the thing with Sadly. British people. They never know when to quit.
Are you saying that about yourself?
No, I said... No, of course not, Shane.
Okay. But I don't know.
I just think it's stupid because the whole point was they saying it was infringing on their privacy, but there's nothing you can view on Google Street View that you cannot view by driving down a street in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave, you don't have any problems with Street View?
Nope.
Your house on Street View?
Not yet, no.
Okay, Brad?
I think no, mine isn't because they've only done the 25 largest cities in the United Kingdom. And
oh, okay.
But as well, you know, some people are complaining about, oh, you can see into my lounge. Close your damn curtains then. I mean, what the fuck? These people are just...
Oh.
Do you think it's only on Street View that you can see into your lounge? No, people actually going by your house can see that as well. I don't know whether it's just a British thing, but it seems like everybody in this country like leaves their curtains wide open, like, look into my house.
Well, it's one thing
we
if you
do during the day.
Yeah. It's one thing if you do it, but if you do it and complain about people looking in, that's kind of your own fault.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I was hoping that Google would come by and announce when they're coming by so I can go stand outside with a big sign, you know?
Shane 12088 is a homosexual.
No. Then anybody who finds the rspmb.com ad would be allowed to... would win a prize or something. Hey, that's an idea. I could write RSVNB on the roof and the first person to find it wins.
Are you condoning us looking for you?
Sure, if you can find me.
Yeah.
The first person
I know
to
roughly
to
where
Edmonton.
He lives. Actually, no, I know exactly where he lives.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I know where you live, Shane 12088.
No. First person to make it to Edmonton and arrange a meeting with me gets free lunch.
Well, Frosty Bo's pretty much got that up.
It depends
control.
Where. Where is the free lunch?
Anywhere you want to go. That's not
the most expensive restaurant in Edmonton.
No. No. And I'll see what I can do about getting Mike to come as well.
He won't come. He's shy.
No.
He is shy.
No. No, he's not.
No.
You just have to...
There you go. There's another classic example of Shane's arguing technique. Just going, no, when you say something.
No. No. No.
Shane, you're wrong. No. 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 Shane, the sky is blue. No. No.
Okie dokie. Moving on. Anybody else have anything?
No.
Okay.
No. No. No.
Okay. The Pirate Bay trial. Official verdict. Guilty. The verdict in the case of the Pirate Bay 4 was announced. All four defendants were accused of assisting in making copyright content available. Peter Sunde, guilty. Frederick Nij, guilty. Gottfried Svartholm, guilty.
You butchered the Swedish language.
Lundström, guilty. The four receive 1 year in jail and each fines approaching or totaling $3.6 million.
You should have read that in your Swedish accent.
Accent. They will be in jail for 4 years and they will pay lots and lots of monies in fines.
Okay, read that entire sentence over again in your Swedish accent, Brad.
Okay, where? Which sentence?
The verdict in the case.
The verdict in the case of the Pirate Bay 4 was announced. All four defendants were accused of assisting in making copyright content available. Peter Sunde, guilty. Frederick Nietzsche, guilty. Gottfried Svartholm, guilty. Carl Lundstrom, guilty. The four receive 1 year in jail each and fines totaling $3.62 million. There, I cut off at the end. That's all. That wasn't as good. I don't like that.
Okay. Then there's also something that came out today about Pirate Bay. What?
Nothing.
Pirate Bay having a biased trial because this judge actually had friends in the music copyright kind of industry.
So we thought they were supposed to like screen judges.
I thought so too. But they got this list today of the story that came out. Says the copyright industry likes to have outcome of processes clear before engaging in them. So it's perhaps that today that the SR revealed that Judge Thomas Nostrom is in league with it on many fronts, including the Swedish Copyright Association, Swedish Association for Protection of Intellectual Property, .se, the Internet Infrastructure Foundation. So yeah, isn't it kind of a? It's kind of hard to. It's not a surprise, is it, that something like this happened? Is it?
Not really. No.
So, I don't know. Like, would a retrial be worth it? Would it win? Would it be worth the costs? What do you guys think?
Yes,
I think so.
Because if you're in essence doing the same sort of thing. Like, Google could be nailed for this, too, because if you use the Google search properly, I forget what variable it is, but if you tell it you want only extensions of .torrent and you search with that, you can basically use Google as your own Pirate Bay search, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It does but seem a little...
But it's just because the Swedish police raided Pirate Bay, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So
until the American police get the balls to raid Google, I think we're fine.
Yeah. I don't think you can raid Google because Google is a search engine. You know, that's what Pirate Bay should have done. They should have first came across themselves as a search engine and then went into pirated stuff later. But anyways, Dave, what do you think?
Yeah. That's the plan they all go, isn't it? Start off as a search engine, move on to pirate torrent site.
Dave, what do you think? Anything?
No.
Okay, dokie. Well, I'm going to move on to another Twitter story then. The Oprah effect caused a 43% jump in Twitter traffic. Oprah Winfrey's effect on book sales when she supports a new title is legendary. She may have even contributed to the election of the first black president with her endorsement of Barack
Obama. Oh, come
on,
don't give her too much credit.
So what happened in Twitterland after Winfrey started tweeting and used her TV show as a platform to announce her online Twitter presence?
Loads of bored housewives went on Twitter. Let's face it, that's the only people who watch Oprah.
According to market tracker Hipwise, traffic to Twitter went up 43% in a before and after survey of the Oprah effect. Additionally, on April 17th, the day of Winfrey's first tweets, 37% of visits to Twitter were new users, Hitwise said. By comparison, Hitwise says Facebook's ratio of new visitors in March was 8%. They also found that Oprah was number 7 and Oprah Twitter number 35 for the top search terms of the week.
Shows how sad some people are. Oh, Oprah's on Twitter? Oh, I want to be on Twitter.
Yeah, why not? You know, I'm on Twitter, but I don't use it.
Just don't use it. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. I just don't use it.
Twitter.com/Shane12088.
Don't tell them mine, because people... Somebody followed me the other month. It's like, I've not logged into that thing for like 3 years.
Yeah, they got a picture of you in the bathroom.
Yeah, with my dressing gown on.
Yeah.
I've got that. I had that dressing gown on earlier, actually. That's freaky.
Wow, I forgot about this thing. I'm just trying to wake up. Thankfully, I have a late start today. 1:27 a.m. on March 5th, 2007.
That was like 8:30 in the morning for me.
And my last tweet was Boog as his back. 5:33 p.m. on March 13th, 2007.
Back again?
Yeah. So, yeah. This was before we had RuneWire. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
RuneWire.
Yes. There's twitter.com/PMHarper.
Oh, is that where he talks about his love for little children?
No, no. So. Yeah, so use RuneWire. RuneWire.com.
RuneWire.
Yes, you're eating prunes. Dave, you have anything on the Twitter stuff?
Nope, don't have one, so.
Okay, but you do have RuneWire.com/?
Davo338.
Okie dokie. Well, that's it for tech news. We're going to talk about a few little other things while we're here, including a new events lineup. What do you guys think of this new lineup we came up with?
I have no opinion.
Okay, Dave?
Refresh me real quick.
Well, basically, the events crew each went out and created an event. And then in this event, it will be run weekly or biweekly. And then they have complete control over the event, how it works. Who comes?
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's I like that. Each one has their own thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and the event will events will change every 1 to 2 months, so it's always fresh.
That's good.
You can find more info about that at forums.rsbnb.com and look for the global announcement. The first set of events are Pest Control, Half-Life 2 Team Deathmatch, Call of Duty 4 on the Xbox 360. Do you have that one?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Boss Takedown, where we go slaughter a certain boss on RuneScape, and Castle Wars 1000. So, forums.rsbnb.com. Skill of the Month update. This month's Skill of the Month is fire making, as I'm sure we all know.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't?
So don't just assume we all know, Shane.
I said you didn't know, it was fire making.
You said we all knew. I didn't know.
No, I said if for those of you who don't know. Anyways.
Oh. I can't be bothered to argue with you, Shane, so I'm just going to do what you do. No.
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 Oh, no.
No.
Fire making. We had a little hiccup with Fred with the server move, but everything's fine now. So Power Crazy's in first with 12.6 million XP. Marking 22 is still in third with 11.8 million XP. And a Div is in third with 6.4 million XP.
I would say a Div is my tip to win Skill of the Year.
I was just going to say, if anybody's going to put bets on that, I say a Div all the way.
He won Skill of the Year last year. Or no,
I think
X
he'll
points.
Get it this year as well.
I'm betting a Div because so far, if you look at the archives, a Div has won January and February.
Well, I said that without looking at the archives, Shane, which makes me better.
Yeah, but I know the archives and like because... Well,
Shane is the archives.
Shane is the archives. No. No.
Okay, no. Okay. I don't say no like that.
Yes, you do.
No. No, it's not like how you go. No.
That was classic. No. You go. Sorry, that was classic. I don't say no like that. Yeah, you do. No.
No.
Oh, that's the
but
most
I don't
I've
say it in the tone you do. I just say no.
Yeah, you know, you did that time when you said, I don't say it like that. I went, yeah, you do. And then you went, no.
No.
Oh, I'm so happy and laughing.
You know what the title of this show is going to be?
No.
No.
No. No, it's going to be when you say when Brad says no with his little voice there. No.
No, that's your voice, Shane. You came up with that.
Oh, what have we been doing? Dave can go first.
Well, I've had a big exam yesterday. I took the ACT, and then I had one today. So, just trying to gain my mental state back from that. Schoolwork, same, end of the year, just wrapping everything up. Working towards 99 construction in RuneScape right now. Ooh, so we'll see how that goes. And then hopefully get cracking on this album for my band. Been working on that. We got about 3 or 4 more songs to get mastered and finalized, and we should be able to release hopefully before summer. So you guys can check us out at myspace.com/thecitylimitsband, no spaces. So
okay. So what's the ACT exam?
It's one of the biggest like exam. It's basically for college placement along with the SAT. SAT you take if you want to get into a big coastal school, such like California or on the East Coast. And then ACT is more of a just regular test if you don't plan on going to a major university. Basically just what colleges look at to see where you stand on your academics.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, we don't have those here.
So we took the big ACT yesterday, and then we just took a statewide examination today, which was a lot easier. So
okay. So, and you're what, in grade 12?
I am in 11.
Okay. Interesting that you take those kind of exams in that year.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I think we're good.
Okay, Brad?
It's been a pretty quiet week for me this week, just usual. I've been to the gym as usual. I actually got my medical. I've got my medical on Tuesday for the Royal Air Force. That should be interesting.
How'd that go? Or no, it's coming on Tuesday, right?
What?
How did
what you,
it's coming
what?
On next Tuesday, or did you have
next
it on
Tuesday?
Tuesday?
Yeah, I haven't had it yet. No.
Well, that should be interesting.
Yeah, find out if there's anything wrong with me. Shouldn't be, but you never know. I have to give a urine sample as well. It gets drug tested. They do. They drug test you, and apparently I keep getting told during this application process that when you join, you can be drug tested at any time, and if you're found to have taken drugs, they'll kick your ass out.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, well, I've never taken drugs and I don't ever plan to, so it's not like it's a problem for me.
Yeah. Okay. Just if they find any other weird stuff, that might be bad, but...
because I was reading, because, I've got all this, RAF literature and information about the process, and I was, reading the stuff they test you for, and it's like, you have a colorblind test, an eyesight test, and they test if you, get the glass prescription, you have a suitable lens like this, and loads of these other tests for these really obscure things, and you suddenly start thinking, shit, am I colorblind? I don't know if I'm colorblind or not. And all this crap, I'm that sort of person, I worry about stuff, so I probably think I have everything on the list.
Go to a checkup with the doctor, and it's like, oh god, he's going to find something that's going to not be good. Simple, you just make way too much out of it.
I'm not really dreading the medical that bad. The only thing you have to mostly is they sit down and you have to answer questions about your medical history. But then, right, you have to strip down to your underwear and they look at you to see if you have any scars from operations or anything. So, just to see any, because if you're trying to withhold anything.
Oh yeah.
And everyone keeps making fun of me, saying they're going to do the test. I don't know if you guys ever know about this, but apparently, my grandparents keep saying it that. They do this test where they hold your testicles and you have to cough. The cough test to see if your testicle goes. So something to do with the abdomen works. But I really don't feel like being cupped by some weird doctor.
See, remember I was talking to you about doctors and stuff, how I said I'd feel more comfortable if it was a machine doing it,
Yeah. I wouldn't want a machine cupping my balls either.
No, I mean, because, instead of another person, because...
Yeah, but I mean, I think men have to go through some pretty horrific stuff at the doctors, because, do you know what they do for the prostate exam when you get, 50 plus?
Yeah,
They stick their fingers up your ass to feel your prostate gland, see if it's enlarged.
No thanks.
Exactly. But I guess it's that or prostate cancer and death.
Well, okay, now that you put it that way. But still.
Yeah,
you should have fun with that, then.
Just imagine if it's a perverted doctor. Oh, we're going to need to do a prostate examination. No. Okay. Anyway, yeah, that's what I've been doing. Shane, on to you.
Yeah, see, so now you see why I say machines would make better doctors.
No, I don't know, because I would prefer, honestly, if I had to have it done, I would prefer a human than having a machine stick up my ass.
I'd prefer a machine.
You not see that?
I just prefer a machine.
Yeah, because Shane's got experience in that area. No.
No. Oh.
You can no longer say that word anymore, Shane, or you will get a piss taken at you.
I know. Okay. As for me, I finished my final exams this week, so I was primarily working on that. And then I did a quest last night, and I'm working on preparing to get the wiki ready for public release. So, in effect, you guys will, in the not-so-distant future, be seeing more in-depth show notes and everything. So with that, you can actually see what all the questions were. It'll be searchable and everything, so it'll be good. You can see supplementary links we throw in and stuff, so just watch out for that. That's it. I think we're done. I think it's about time we're done, too. So with that said, this has been RSPNB Update 201 with Dave, which is at myspace.com/thecitylimitsband, all one word. Brad, which is at saidbybrad.com today, or RuneWire, I don't know which one.
Either or.
Okie dokie. And me, runewire.com/Shane. We'll see you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.